L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
How many of you have been trapped in a cabin during a storm? I must tell you, it was a traumatic moment. When the power goes out, the cabin starts making strange noises, and you see how everything outside is blowing away. You feel like you are going to spend your last night alive. But what if we were to add another spice? What if the storm was only in my house, controlled by someone who was taking advantage of it? What I am about to tell you will seem unbelievable. Today, for me, it still is. But I want you to know that it can happen to anyone, whether they are looking for it or not. And if it happens to them, nothing and no one can defend them. It all started in a small cabin that my uncle had lent me. I had just taken a lot of exams at the university, and I decided that I could use a good rest.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at LEGENDZ.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. All so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At first, I was afraid of being alone in a huge cabin. But since we had it since I was little, I was used to it. It was like a second home, and the silence and peace when I was alone with something you couldn't buy. Far from being afraid, I was really happy. But there was a day. There was a day when I was really afraid. That day at 9 o'clock at night, the sky darkened in a more dramatic and intense way than any other night. The sky filled with clouds, and from one second to the next, I began to feel lightning. The night was long, but I wasn't going to turn around because of a storm. I've been through worse, or so I thought. In just a few seconds, the storm became really violent, and the rain seemed so intense that it looked like it was going to take the house. This may seem like an exaggeration, but it wasn't. I was afraid that the storm would literally wash away the house, as it was shaking and gave the impression that it was going to be destroyed at any moment. I tried to calm down, tried to think of something else, and just went to a part of the dining room that I considered safe in case something happened. I had to be away from the windows in case the glass broke, and away from parts of the roof that I felt might fall off if the rain got worse. I was truly terrified, and at my most critical moment of fear and panic, the most obvious thing that could happen, happened. The power went out. I tried to tell my aunt and uncle or my parents where I was, so maybe they could do something. Either rescue me or give me moral support by cell phone. But that didn't work either. As expected, I was completely without a signal. I tried to relax and think about something else. I concentrated on the sounds to ignore the fact that we were in the middle of a big storm. And that's when I noticed something. Among all the noises caused by the fierce storm, I heard a noise that did not fit in all this. They were strange noises. They were consistent. They didn't sound like rain. They felt like slow but strong impacts that moved upstairs as if they didn't want me to discover them. At first, I thought it was all my imagination. But after a few seconds of those footsteps moving slowly upstairs, listening and moving as the storm could cover their noises. Here I had no belonging. I had nothing valuable, and I had nothing to show off because someone would come to rob me. That's when, reasoning, I realized that if there was something that might be negotiable for them to steal, and that's me. Terrified by all the things I assumed, I kept listening to the noises I was hearing upstairs. I was concentrating on just those noises. Anything could have happened, and I probably wouldn't have noticed. I could only concentrate on those sounds. It was with that concentration that I understood something. The people upstairs were searching room by room, taking nothing with them, and being disappointed because they couldn't find what they were looking for. I hurried up the stairs with a knife in my hand. If something was about to attack me, I would respond. I had no choice. What were my chances? Hide and let them find me? Run like a psychopath in the middle of the storm without knowing what to do? I quickly climbed up to the source of the sound. I very quickly but carefully climbed the stairs, thinking that no one should understand where we were. At first, I saw absolutely nothing. Just a girl in a heavy rain whose darkness was not thought to be a risk. It was at that moment that in just a few seconds, my mind collapsed, and I felt so terrified that I dropped the knife. When I looked in front of me, I understood that there was no human robbing my house. No, it was something much worse than humans. These were aliens. In terror, I told myself that this could not be real. A few hours earlier, it was sunny. Where did they come from? How did they get on the roof in the first place? You know what the worst part was? They didn't look like the innocent stereotype of aliens, where they were small and innocent. Oh, no, no. These beings were truly terrifying. They were at least 2 meters tall, at the level of having to duck through the doors to get in. Their eyes looked black, and their skin looked like that of an aquatic monster. Far from letting my fear control me, I knew that they were looking for me, and that those noises I made had alerted them. And that's why I had to run like I had never run before. I thought again about escaping and running through the rain, but that was really dangerous. What other option did I have? I had no choice but to hide. I looked for the same hiding place as before and hid under a small table against the wall. I could hear the footsteps speeding towards me, and once they reached the dining room, the noises became fainter. They were looking for me, and I knew it. As if they were animals, I could feel how these beings were inspecting everything, breathing heavily with their noses. Were they also guided by smell? I stood still, scared, knowing that the problem would soon arrive where I was, and it did. I could hear one of those beings walking slowly towards my position. Each step was more terrifying than the last. I felt that when this being grabbed me, something worse than death would happen to me. At that moment, I wished the storm would take me away and leave me to drift, but I was not so lucky. From under the table, I could see the being's feet slowly walking towards me. The monster was cautious, checking everything in its path as it searched for me. Once it was in front of me, I had the impulse to plunge the knife into it and run away as soon as possible. But I knew that there were other beings around that place, and that they would possibly catch me if I tried to escape. All I could do was cry silently. The slightest noise would surely alert these terrifying beings, and that would be the end of me. I could see the one in front of me checking the table, looking for my position at other places. His legs were disgusting, looking like those of a demon hidden by the darkness of the night. I clutched my head and tried to hold back my tears as much as I could. I felt that I needed to cry, that I was defeated, but I couldn't do it as it would bring me down. At my worst moment, I watched as the monster put one hand under the table. His knees were bending and his body was leaning. It was at that moment that I realized what was happening. I was about to be discovered. As if in a fleeting act, I could see the alien's head from under the table staring at me, as if inviting me to play. In a fit of desperation, I attacked the head with the knife, and although it stuck, it didn't seem to have done anything at all. I took advantage of that moment to run as fast as I could. I was completely surrounded. I had only one way out. Filled with courage, I opened the window and threw myself out of it, knowing the storm could kill me. The last thing I remember is running and running. I had to get away from that area as soon as possible. Otherwise, nothing guaranteed that I would get out alive. I didn't feel footsteps behind me. I didn't feel harassed, but I felt I still had to run. It was then that I lost my memory. The last thing I remember is tripping over a branch and starting to fall down a slope in the forest. I only remember the pain and the fear of what I had escaped. Suddenly, I felt nothing, and I opened my eyes once again. As I told you before, I would rather be a victim of the storm than know what those beings had planned for me. The next time I woke up, I was in a hospital. In the morning, a couple riding bicycles found me and took me to the hospital as soon as possible. I tried to tell my family what happened, but no one believed me, and they thought I had to have some kind of test on my head. When I went back to that cabin with my uncle, it was exactly the same as before. Nobody had taken anything. Everything was perfect, and that was absolutely terrifying. Do you know what was even scarier? Finding out from the doctor and my uncle that, a few blocks away, there was no storm, not even a cloud. Everyone told me that it was a coincidence, that mine was a powerful cloud. But I know better. I have no doubt that the cloud was a tool to catch people distracted and not allow them to leave. Every night I think about what would have happened if I had been unlucky and got caught. Possibly, I would have been haunted by a fate more terrifying than any living thing. A fate that, as ugly as it is to think about, can be experienced by you, me, and any of your loved ones who happen to be in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Who of you like the rain? I know heavy rain can ruin your plans, it can ruin your clothes, and you can even get sick, but I don't know what to tell you. I love the rain. The smell of wet earth, the water falling from the sky and waking you up, the thrill of it raining on you. I really like the rain. But this is not a story where I'm going to tell you how nice the experiences in the rain are. You don't expect that, do you? What I really want to tell you is a true story, as unbelievable as it may seem, where I met another person who I don't know if he liked the rain, but he sure liked to hunt in it. It all started one day when I was coming back from my parents' house. Every Sunday I would go to visit them, stay over, and on Monday morning I would walk home to go to work. My parents told me that what I was doing was very dangerous, since the robberies were usually not at night but in the early morning. To tell them the truth, I didn't care. I felt safe. I felt that I was a fairly tall man and that in case of any trouble, I could run. This obviously didn't reassure my parents, so I lied to them that I would take a bus or an Uber. They surely knew I was lying to them, but it still served to put their minds at ease. That Monday, the day was particularly cloudy. There was no way I was going to walk back. I was a bit sleepy and without the energy to work, and rain was exactly what I needed to fill me with energy. I started walking home. It was only about 15 blocks, 20 if I took the long way, but I didn't want to do it for fear that the rain would be too intense. As soon as I started walking in just one block, a light drizzle started, and as if waiting for me, after a block, the rain was much heavier. As I was walking inside the neighborhood, the streets were usually deserted at that time, and with rain, the streets were even emptier. Maybe it was the fact that I am so used to the street being empty that seeing this person a block away caught my attention. I couldn't see because I was so far away, but with each step, the figure became clearer. Across the street, a block away, I could see a man completely frozen. His legs were spread wide and his hands were in his pockets. If it wasn't this time of the morning in the rain, I would have thought he was a dealer for sure. As I walked in his direction, he just stood still, looking down, pretending it wasn't raining. I considered crossing the street and going the other way, but why would I do this? He was just a man standing in the rain. I was walking towards him. It wasn't like he was following me or anything. Besides, he wasn't even looking at me. He probably hadn't even noticed my existence. Considering how illogical my fear was, I gathered my courage and kept walking. Just in case, I tried to walk with an imposing pose so the man would know I wasn't afraid of him. Something innocent and illogical, if he wanted to do something to me, I was sure he would do it anyway, and so it was. Even though he was on the opposite sidewalk when I walked by, I could see how in just a few seconds he looked up. To be honest, he looked like a man over 50 or even 60 years old, but that didn't make him any less scary. When he looked at me, I could see a half-smile and terrifying, almost yellow eyes staring back at me. His gaze was stinging and determined, possibly one of the most terrifying looks I've ever seen. I thought maybe I was judging him too quickly and getting carried away, but that was the look of a psychopath. As soon as I got a few meters away from him, I turned around to see him from behind, and I confirmed that he was still standing, but something had changed. He was standing, yes, but he was not in the same position as before. He wasn't turning his back on me. He was facing me. That simple gesture of turning around scared me to death. I walked faster and thought I was leaving him behind, but when I turned around, he was closer. The man not only began to move, but he was walking at high speed in my direction. The rain started to get heavier, and that was my perfect excuse to run. When I turned around, the man was also running, but he was covering his hood with his hand so I couldn't see his face. What I could see was his smile. That cruel and sadistic smile made me understand that he was enjoying what he was doing. I tried to run even faster, but no matter how fast I ran, the man always kept his distance from me. I didn't care if he kept his distance, he was already about 6 or 7 blocks from my house. I tried to speed up even more when the worst thing that could happen to me happened. I increased my speed and barely overtook it, but in that moment of tension, I tripped over the curb and fell to the ground in an almost brutal. When I recovered, I realized that the blow was really very big. I had fallen at high speed and landed tumbling on a sidewalk made of stone. My hands and knees were scraped, and I thought I had fallen on my arm and maybe sprained it.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Attention all small biz owners. At the UPS store, you can count on us to handle your packages with care. With our certified packing experts, your packages are properly packed and protected. And with our pack and ship guarantee, when we pack it and ship it, we guarantee it. Because your items arrive safe or you'll be reimbursed. Visit the upsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Product services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Come into your local store today.
Because it hurt a lot and I could hardly move it. As I recovered from the fall, I turned around to see the man. To my complete surprise, he was gone. I breathed a sigh of relief, thinking that he was just a simple man waiting for something and decided to run in the rain. I thought that because of my paranoia, I almost let a car run me over. But when I turn around and look ahead, all my fears resurfaced and I realized that I was never paranoid. Maybe I should have been more cautious. The man was standing in front of me, looking down at me with a huge grin and ghoulish yellow eyes. I tried to stand up and keep running, but the man stepped on my neck and I fell face first to the ground. Before I could get up, the man stuck a syringe in my arm. I don't know what he had stuck me with, but it was instantaneous. My body stopped working. It was as if I was in sleep paralysis and I was absolutely immobilized. I tried to talk to the man, to ask him why he was doing this to me. I wanted to beg him not to do anything to me, but it was useless. My mouth was not working either. The man, knowing this, gave me a big smile and reached over to stroke my hair. Up close, his face was even more terrifying. But you know what was scarier? The nails he was holding in his hand. After making sure I saw them, the man went to my feet. Immobilized, I could see the man put the nails in my leg, and with his closed fist, he hit them and sunk them into the bottom of my leg. You have no idea how much pain I felt. It was indescribable. Every time he hit my leg, I felt such a strong and horrible pain that I was surprised I wasn't fainting. You know what the worst part was? I couldn't move. I couldn't scream. I could only cry. I could see how people looked at me through the window and called the police, but no one came out to defend me. No one tried to stop this monster who seemed to be entertaining himself by torturing me. While he was doing this, he wasn't furious, he wasn't excited, nothing. He just kept that same smile on his face. When he was done with my legs, he brought a nail close to my eye and started to rub it slowly. I could hear the neighbors in the rain yelling at him to stop, encouraging them to come closer and closer to try to stop him. He didn't care. He was just playing with the nail, running it across my eye, threatening to deliver the coup de grace that would possibly kill me. In the distance, I could see the police approaching a few blocks away, and I knew he did too. To the insults of all the neighbors, he just gave me a slightly bigger smile, stood up, and walked away. None of the neighbors dared to chase him, and by the time the police arrived and everyone explained what had happened, it was too late. They never caught him. After that, I was immediately taken to the hospital to try to save my legs. Miraculously, I didn't bleed to death, but I still can't walk because of the pins he inserted in my foot. I don't run back from my parents' house anymore. I don't even go back by bus. My parents come to visit me. I'm afraid of the street and only go out in an Uber. Even if at some point I can walk well, I don't know if I will ever be able to recover from what happened that day. And the worst thing is that this man keeps walking around, looking for new prey that is walking in the rain. And you know, I don't think many of his victims will survive to tell the story.
This is an incident that has profoundly affected me psychologically as a person, and I am still recovering from the trauma. It has really uprooted my life it has been really challenging to recover from this. A man, according to the reports, killed a woman. So far, we have three as opposed to only one. Where I was, they said that the man had killed them. The man was unknown. On the same road I'm on now, they claim the man came back last week and killed Lung Wai Sum, a young woman who was just 17 years old. They claim that a man, a serial murderer, waited in the dark to strike at unsuspecting victims while driving his automobile along the road. At home, maybe a few hours ago, I was listening to the news when I heard this on the radio. I rushed down the street in an effort to get home before midnight, since danger was nearby. I wished more than anything that I had taken a different route, rather than going down that one. But I did, forcing me to run through miles and miles of dense green plants along the seemingly unending road. As I walked along the lonely road, my heart was thumping with adrenaline, and sweat beads glistened on my eyebrows. The only vehicles on the road were the few that passed by once every 30 minutes. The other drivers must have learned of the news earlier than I did. It had been described as a dangerous area, especially for a woman like me. So I knew I had to get out of there quickly. I understood that being a woman made my situation scarier. I moved through the wide road for minutes, using nothing but the sound of my legs brushing against the gritty tar of the road. As the minutes went on, night descended upon the road, making it darker and more frightening. There was almost a sense that something would attack me by leaping out of the unruly twisted bush. Suddenly, the weather started to shift, and thunderclaps could be heard. I felt a lot of fear. There was nowhere I could hide along the side of the road as it started to rain severely before I even realized it was happening. I walked across to the road and started waving my arms there for assistance. The murderous occurrence was no longer at the back of my thoughts. The rain was really hitting me, and all I wanted to do was get out of it. Fortunately, a car came to a stop, and I quickly raced to the other window to speak with the driver. Fortunately, it was a taxi driver. "Good evening. Please, would you..." He cut me off before I could even finish. He said,
"This is already darkness. It is no longer evening."
I gave a nod. "I'm sorry, but please, I'm genuinely stranded here, and I need your help to get home. I'm being brutally beaten by the rain." He let me in, so I unlocked the door and jumped inside, because he did not appear to be a threat in any way and was probably only trying to be helpful. I was surprised to see a woman inside, which made me feel secure. We exchanged pleasantries before continuing. I replied with a broad smile and a twinkle in my eye, "Well, thank you. I nearly believed you would never stop. My name is June. When I heard about the serial killer, I don't know what I would have done to leave this place, so I'm pleased you stopped to help me." A few minutes later, I noticed that the speed of the car was increasing, and all the car doors were locked instantly. I became suspicious, asking him why he was speeding too fast and why he locked the door of the car. He did not answer. I then asked again, thinking he did not hear me at first, but he still kept quiet. My heart beats fast, just like the heart that wants to leave its position. The lady beside me kept on pressing her phone, as she had an earpiece on. When I tapped her to bring awareness to what was going on, she did not bother to listen to me either, as she was seriously busy with her phone. I began to think of ways to escape the car. The more I tried to think, the more my brain just scattered, as my whole body system was not settled. An idea immediately came to my brain. The idea was to call someone on my cell phone. I immediately dialed the call, and the man stopped the car suddenly, facing me, and trying to get the phone off me. The other lady was just looking at us and trying to figure out what was going on. She took her purse and dropped her transport fee on the carpet in the car and was about to leave. To her surprise, she tried to open the car, but it was locked. I could see the fear on her face. In order to be free from the struggle I had with the driver, I had to fake my death. He thought I was dead, as he left and went to the other lady and strangled her till death with an electric wire. He then came out of the car and threw our dead bodies out under the rain. I was just so lucky. He first carried the other lady's dead body inside a building. Immediately, he entered the building. I stood up and began to run for my dear life. I wonder what he would have done when he came out of the building and did not see me on the floor. I was happy and at the same time sad. I was happy because I made it alive, and also sad because I had a bad experience. I had to find a hideout until the next morning. I was sincerely beaten by the rain. It was the next morning, and I found my way back home as I was the only one who lived alone. I took my bath and took care of myself. It was so scarce to leave my home without reporting to the police officers, so I would not be found by the man. I went to a social media platform to see what was going on. To my surprise, I saw the driver, who almost killed me, posting pictures and videos of his victims, even filming himself performing an act of necrophilia with his fourth victim, who eventually happened to be the lady that was with me in the car. I was really glad I wasn't the fifth person, as I wept bitterly. On August 17, 1982, he was arrested. His name was Lom, generally known as the Rainy Night Butcher, because several of his attacks occurred during inclement weather. He was taken into custody by plainclothes officer at a Kodak store. He made an effort to develop pictures of one of his dismembered victims. When he went back to pick up the images, the police were waiting for him, since the shop's manager had called the police and given them the go-ahead. When questioned, Lom initially claimed that the pictures belonged to a friend of his who worked on a ship and would meet him shortly. However, when the man did not show up, the police accompanied Lom to his parents' first-floor flat on Key Chaw Street and conducted a search there. In the bathroom he and his brother shared, the police discovered an old ammunition box that was filled with pornography, further images of body parts, videotapes, and numerous Tupperware containers with women's genitalia. The victims he killed, Chain Phung Lan, female, age 22, was found in seven separate pieces in the Xing Moon River, New Territories. Chan Wa Kit, female, age 31, was found in a rice bag near Tai Hung Road, Hong Kong Island. Lu Song Wan, female, age 29, was found in a rice bag near Ta Hung Road, Hong Kong Island. Long Wan Sum, female, age 17, was found in a rice bag near Tai Hung Road, Hong Kong Island. Lom was found guilty of four counts of murder and given a death penalty by hanging sentence on April 8, 1983. Following a protracted three-week trial with a seven-person jury. In accordance with customs, up until the death penalty was abolished in Hong Kong in 1993, Lom's sentence was commuted to life in prison on August 29, 1984. At Shek Peak Prison, he has the highest level of security. He is currently serving a life sentence. Lom revealed to psychiatrist Dr. William Green that he devoured part of the intestine of one of the victims, and that his motivation was not primarily sexual, but rather that God instructed him to kill the victims.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
According to Lom.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.